A new performance series in Bloomington epitomizes the idea of town and gown. The Bach Cantata Project features professors, students, and local Bloomington musicians all performing together in churches around Bloomington. The music may not be so familiar, but introducing audiences to some lesser-known Bach works is just one of the goals of this project. A couple years ago, due to financial difficulties and trouble with the board of directors, the Bloomington Early Music Festival fell on hard times. This fall, a new performance series is leading the charge to bring Blempf back.
And we hope that there will be another Blempf festival before long, but for the moment, this series of cantatas sort of is Blempf, and that's really, really important to us.
Professor Wendy Gillespie is the director of the Bach Cantata Project. She's in charge of the logistics of getting upwards of 20 musicians organized and scheduling performance dates with the venues. It's a difficult job.
Oh boy. Don't get me going.
Perhaps the biggest challenge, she says, is moving the electronic organ that's on loan from the Early Music Institute.
Since we're not playing at A440 and we're not playing in equal temperament, the church organs are not really at our service in this case. It weighs a ton, but it's practical musically. The weighing a ton part, we're going to find out what that's like. It weighs a ton, and we've got to get it up into a choir loft.
Another challenge of this series is for the performers. There are only two rehearsals before every performance. Gillespie explains that this is to give students a taste of what the real world of music performance is like.
You don't get 6 weeks of rehearsals for every little piece you're going to play. In fact, that's a large part of the reason we're doing it, so they learn. You prepare ahead of time, you turn up able to play your part, you get in there and you do it.
This is similar to what musicians were expected to do in Johann Sebastian Bach's day as well. J.S. Bach wrote his cantatas for the weekly Sunday worship service. So, in addition to various feasts and holidays,
It meant something like 60 to 70 full musical performances a year.
Daniel Melamed is a professor in the musicology department at the Jacobs School of Music.
And the idea that music of this level was routine for the congregation in Bach's time is awe-inspiring.
He explains that as much as we do know about the performance practice in Bach's time, we just don't know much about the rehearsal schedule.
The more you work with this music and the sources that transmit it, which include in many cases, the very materials that his singers and instrumentalists were performing from, the more you look at that material, the more you wonder whether there really was much rehearsal time.
Melamed goes on to say that these days we've come to expect musical perfection, particularly when listening to a cantata performance on a commercially released recording.
That kind of perfection probably wasn't the standard of music making back then, any more than it is in every day or every week religious music making now. That's not to say that performances couldn't be really good then and can't be really good now, but a kind of recording perfection is not the standard.
Even the most knowledgeable audience members might not recognize the cantatas performed on this series.
There's a small repertory of Bach cantatas that for one reason or another has become extremely famous, and if you know a Bach cantata, you probably know one of that handful of pieces. One of the exciting things about this series is a chance to hear a piece fresh, hear a piece maybe you don't know.
Melamed and Gillespie both hope that the project will bring the Indiana University and Bloomington communities together this fall and spring and into the foreseeable future.
There are how many Bach cantatas? You know, we're doing six a year. That gives us, I think it'll take a good 60 years to get through all of them at six a year. So we'll see what happens.
The next performance by the Bach Cantata Project will be on October 17th at the St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Bloomington. Find out more on our website, wfiu.org/arts.